Doctors treat patients. They treat them for conditions, and those conditions may or may not be relieved by the treatment they get. But having said that, we've seen from the data that it doesn't necessarily improve population health, which means the health of the whole population. If you look at the data, Erwin, what you see is that America's health system is getting better, quality is improving. We know how to treat diabetes, hypertension, all these chronic conditions we didn't do so well at 30, 40 years ago, but the health of the population is getting worse. So what's the disconnect? The disconnect, in our view, is that what it takes to improve health is not necessarily only what you get from a physician.
Let's talk about what the broader community can do that augments that.
Well, the community has a huge role, we feel, in improving health. Whether it's the public health system part of the community, or whether it's the government, whether it's streets, whether it's built environment, whether it's food programs for food security. And there's a lot of this going on across the country and across the state right now. It's not recognized as a public health improvement, but it is directed towards improving physical activity, reducing weight, doing all the kind of things that we know that will help people. Take diabetes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started studying diabetes in Maine, it was a long time ago, 1980. The prevalence of diabetes in Maine was about 6% at most. Now it's up to 15 to 16%. Hypertension has gone up about doubled in that time. And the medical profession has a big role to play, but they cannot address the underlying causes of these conditions, which may be education, it may be bad food, maybe bad personal habits. Smoking, well, that's gone down, but still it's there in Maine. Maine still has a big smoking problem.
And it's interesting when you talk about things like the built environment, availability of food. I mean, we're talking about things for which everybody has a role, really.
Right, exactly. I've been to villages in China, and the whole community is involved in their health. Now, that may be too invasive for our culture, but that's how it works in other places for addressing health problems of the community.
Is there any way to coordinate these improved conditions? And if so, whose job is that?
Well, we talk about, I'll use the word, it's been used lately, health is complicated. It is complicated. You do need government involved. You do need a very active, viable public health system that protects people from infectious diseases, that also helps with schools, helps educate. But you also need the private sector involved. Employee health, we know that good employee health programs improve employee health, improves morale, improves productivity, all kinds of things. The data is out there. It shows it. And we've been doing studies on this as well. And now what we've been doing across in the state of Maine and in Alaska and other places is building coalitions and building networks and helping those networks get together with private sector, with health system, with government to develop what's going on in this community, what do we need to do to fix it. You take heroin, it's a big issue in Maine. Heroin's a symptom of a lot of other issues that are going on in that population. You can treat heroin, but you're not treating the underlying symptoms of what's causing people to pick up that dreadful habit.